Hi, how are you? Turned off.
Did Terry use the word goozle?
No.
Have you heard that?
No.
And these are your
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gum.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this part of your hand.
Palm.
You ever heard that called a fan?
No.
Mm-hmm. This is one.
This.
Two.
This.
And a place where the bones come together. A place, any place where your bones come together.
Joint.
And on a man, this is his.
Chest.
And these are the.
Shoulders.
And this is.
Leg.
One. And the end of the.
Foot.
And you have two
feet.
And if I get down in this position, you say that I'm
squatting.
Any other way of saying that?
Not as I know.
What would it say if the child wanted to hide from me? Might go behind the sofa and so you couldn't see him. What would he do?
We could get down.
Okay. Would you ever say scrunch down or?
I've heard it. I would use hid behind the sofa, squatted.
Okay. Any name for this back part of your thigh? That? Did you ever hear haunches or honkers?
I've heard haunches. Haunches, I've heard them.
Okay. And did you ever say down on your haunches?
No.
And the sensitive bone here is right under your knee, the sensitive bone.
I know, it's tibia. That's, what is
well,
the calf bone?
Yeah, the part that, bruises real easy.
Kneecap.
Okay. Say if someone has been sick for a while, you say, well, they're up and about now, but they still look a little...
Peek it.
Anything else you say?
I would use the word peek it.
And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and?
Healthy.
Well, he's not weak, he's...
Strong.
What if he's built kind of big?
He's big.
Do you ever use the word like husky or stout?
Husky.
What does husky mean?
Husky is a, well, for example, my child is a husky. He's big and he's solid. He's not fat. He's not blubber fat. He's just solid and large.
What about the word stout?
You said generally referring to a woman.
You said that she's...
A stout woman.
Does that mean the same as husky or does it mean she's fat?
Well, it might mean she's fat and big.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's always small and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's a what kind of person?
It's okay, he's average.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs?
Lanky. Tall, lean, and lanky.
Okay. And someone who's always stumbling and dropping things?
Clumsy.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
Nut.
Anything else you say?
Crazy. He's just plain crazy. He's a fool.
Huh?
He's a fool.
How does the word fool sound?
It's okay with me.
Have you heard of it being kind of a taboo word, you know, not supposed to say it?
As a kid, if I call somebody a fool, I might be reprimanded. If my children do it, I have a tendency to stop them, but Commissioner Bass's office,